Babe, can I ask you something? No, it's nothing bad. It might be a bit unexpected, but I've just been wondering, have you ever played with your prostate? No, you don't need to blush. But to be honest, your reaction is making me even more curious. Why am I asking? You know, I was just browsing Reddit yesterday and found this article about prostate play. It was actually super interesting. It talked about how the prostate is kind of like the male G-spot, and that by stimulating it, men can have super intense orgasms or even come multiple times. I mean, the comments were a mix of some guys talking about how awesome it is and others who were weirded out by the idea for some reason. So it got me wondering if you've ever tried it. Playing with your butt, or if it isn't your thing. Okay, so you're interested, but you've just never tried it. Is there a specific reason, or you're worried that it's a bit gay? Honey, just because some gay guys are into anal, it doesn't mean that everyone who does it is gay. There are loads of straight couples that enjoy pegging or prostate play. And, I mean, think of all the lesbians who eat each other out. And that doesn't mean when you eat me out that I'm a lesbian. If you massage your prostate while masturbating or have me do it, there's nothing gay about it. It's just you, your body, and your pleasure. Of course I wouldn't be weirded out by you trying it. I think it could actually be really sexy. There's something super hot about a man who knows his own body and how to make himself feel good. You're still a bit hesitant to try it. Okay. Let me suggest something. How about I guide you through your first time doing this? Yeah, I'm serious. If you end up not liking it, that's totally fine. I won't be disappointed or anything. But if you are into it, we could explore this some more in the future. What do you say? You'd be open to trying it? Thank you, babe. I'm sure you won't regret it. Just let me know whenever you're ready to... Oh, right now. Seems like you really were curious about this. Okay, yeah, now it's fine. I'm really excited to see if you enjoy it. But before we start, there are a few things I want you to do, just to make sure you're prepared. It may seem obvious, but you should use the bathroom before playing with your butt. We wouldn't want there to be a mess, now do we? And after that, consider taking a nice hot shower or a bath so you're relaxed and squeaky clean. And make sure that your fingernails are short and smooth. Your skin back there is rather sensitive, so any sharp edges can be kind of uncomfortable. I know you already paid attention to that for me. It was just a reminder. Okay, and when you come back, I want you to bring lube and a towel you can put on the bed so the lube doesn't get on our sheets. Just take as much time as you need, and just let me know when you're ready. I'll wait here for you. Oh, hey. There you are. Are you nice and relaxed? That's good. I do need you to be naked for this, so I'm not really sure why you got dressed again. But I definitely won't complain if you want to do a little striptease for me. What about me? Today is about you exploring your own body. I don't need to be naked for that. I'll sit down over here to watch and guide you. You have such a sexy body, honey. And it looks like you're already pretty excited for what's to come. Now, let's begin. Put the towel on the bed and lie down on your back. You don't need the lube yet, but make sure it's ready and nearby. You still seem a bit tense. Why don't we start off with something you're familiar with? I want to watch you stroke your cock. Grab it lightly and slowly stroke up and down. Up and down. And just like that, babe. Take your time. Let your other hand just wander. Touch your chest. Slide down your stomach. Feel your muscles tensing and relaxing. Feel your body reacting to what you're doing. You're so fucking sexy. Now let it wander further down. Touching your inner thighs, maybe scratching them lightly. And just start fondling your balls while you're slowly stroking your cock. Keep touching yourself for me. Do whatever feels good. Just take it slow. You look like you really are enjoying yourself. And that's what I want to see. Now stop stroking. I know that it feels nice, but it's time for something that might be new to you. Take your dominant hand and put it on your perineum. Yes, the area between your balls and ass. Now slowly start massaging it. See how much pressure you have to use for it to feel good. It probably feels a little bit different than touching your cock, right? And that's because you can actually stimulate your prostate from there. From what I've read, it's not as intense, but it should still feel really good. If you want to know a secret, I really like to touch myself there, too. Just something about that spot feels so good. But for you, it should feel even better. And keep massaging the spot. Slowly move your fingers up and down and pay attention to the sensations. This is so hot. And your fingers are getting closer and closer to your asshole. I want you to grab the lube and put some on your dominant hand's index finger. You don't need too much. I don't want you to put it in just yet. Now once it's nice and slick, just touch your asshole with your finger. Don't push in or anything, just touch it. I want you to get familiar with how it feels. Run your finger around it in circles and feel how it reacts to you touching it. While you keep doing this, how about a little anatomy lesson? I'll try to keep it short, I promise. You probably already know these things, but it doesn't hurt to repeat them. First off, your prostate isn't actually located in your rectum. Instead, it sits right below your bladder, but can be felt and stimulated through the rectal wall. It also is a lot lower than many people think. You really don't have to go in too far to touch it. Two knuckles deep usually does the trick. Its size can vary a bit, mostly based on age. For most guys, it's somewhere between the size of a marble and a walnut. And keep in mind, everybody is different. That's why experimenting and exploring your body is so important. You have to find out what feels good for you. There is no right or wrong. Okay, enough talking. Are you ready to put in a finger, honey? Good. Alright, first, get some more lube. There is no such thing as using too much lube, especially since you have a towel down. Apply it to your index or middle finger, whichever one you want to use. And then just spread your legs so you can reach your ass more easily. Stay relaxed, both mentally and physically. It's very important as it makes it easier and so much more pleasurable. Take deep, steady breaths and concentrate on your body. Breathe with me, baby. In. And out. In. And out. Deep breaths. Just stay calm and relaxed. Continue breathing like this. Go slow and don't do anything that hurts or is uncomfortable. It's a good boy. Now put your finger on your asshole and start pushing lightly. Do not force it in. Just keep touching yourself with your other hand. Don't tense up, baby. Just relax and keep pushing slowly. It should go in very easily. And I love watching you do this. You are such a sexy man. Just slowly slide your finger in and out. And that's it. Get used to it entering you and being inside of you. Doesn't that feel good? Just like that, baby. Now let's try and find your prostate. Remember, it's lower than you might think. While sliding in your finger, try curling it so it points towards your belly and up. Come here motion and just feel around a bit. Don't get discouraged if it doesn't immediately feel amazing. You have to find out what feels good for you. Just keep feeling around and remember to stay relaxed. Tensing your muscles makes it more difficult to touch and stimulate the prostate. Just like that, baby. You are doing so well. If it's difficult or uncomfortable to reach back there, you can also try some different positions. You could put a pillow under your butt, lie on your side and reach around your back, or even get on your knees and sit on your hand. Or if you can resist touching your cock, you can also lie down on your belly. That's how I masturbate. Just see what works best for you. No, you don't look silly. Watching you do this is actually pretty fucking hot. Alright, now... Once you find that spot, try out some different ways to stimulate it. You can try rubbing it while moving your finger in and out of your ass. Or try moving your finger side to side. Or in circular motions. You could apply more or less pressure. Go faster, slower. You could even use two fingers if you want to. Just know that there is no right or wrong. The only thing that matters is that you feel good. Would it be okay for you if I start touching myself too? I'll try not to distract you. Thank you, baby. Watching you and hearing your moans has made me so fucking wet. I hope it feels as good for you as it looks. Remember to apply more lube every now and then so everything stays nice and slippery. Have you found your favorite way of massaging it yet? I will keep that in mind if you ever want me to help you with this in the future. Now keep going, baby. Close your eyes and just give in to the pleasure. Continue breathing steadily. Just relax and breathe. Don't focus on coming. For many men, it takes a lot of practice to climax from prostate stimulation, so don't be disappointed if you don't manage to today. Just enjoy the new sensations. I am so proud of you. And a bit jealous as well.
This looks like so much fun.
And you are turning me on so much. I just can't keep my hands off myself. Just slowly stroke your cock for me as you finger yourself. Just like that, up and down.
I would love to help you, but today you have to get yourself off, and that leaves me free to get myself off. Don't hold back those moans, baby. Let me hear how good you feel. Just keep stroking until you're right at the edge. You know how much I love you there. And then when you're right at the edge, stop.
Sorry, baby. But I need a little bit longer, and I can't let you come just yet. And I'm sure you don't want this to be over either, do you? That's what I thought. And just keep doing what feels good for you. That's my good boy. I knew you'd be good at this. You do follow instructions so well. And I am so happy that you are willing to try this. It is so fucking hot. And I want you to come with me. Come with me with your finger in your ass. And this time I won't even make it humiliating for you. We can play with that later though if you want to. Or if not, that's okay too. There's just something about, I don't know, anything going in a guy's ass that gets me really, really horny and excited, and fuck, I'm getting close. Keep fingering your ass for me, baby. Your body is just shaking and you must be so close. You can put your hand back on your cock. You can rub yourself and stroke yourself. You are just so fucking sexy and I want us to come together. I'm about to come. Fuck your ass until you come. Come for me, baby. Come with me.
Huh. Oh my god. You came so fucking hard. Let me just lie down with you, okay? So, did you like it? Because it certainly looked like you did. And I'm glad to hear that. If you want to, I can help you explore some more in the future. There are so many fun things we could try. And I know this is all new for you, so I don't want to pressure you into anything. Just let me know if you do. Okay?